Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Mike Lawler, the Chief Services Officer for USA Technologies. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining me today.
Karen, good morning. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So let's talk a little vending. Vending machines and unattended retail. It's certainly a space that is evolving and has come a long way from the days of those things that we saw in restaurants with the stainless steel knobs that you had to shake to get stuff to fall out into the tray in the bottom. But tell us a little bit about the innovations in the space, everything from what these vending machines, now unattended retail machines, dispense to how those who are putting them into the establishments are managing them.
Sure. It has changed quite a bit. And I think people's perception of vending is behind what's actually happening in the marketplace. And I'm glad you used the term unattended retailing, because of dispensing traditional food and beverage and snacks is still a quarter of it. But there's so many new products that are now being sold in these self-serve type machines. So it's good to see you use the term unattended or self-serve retailing. So it's changed in many different areas, from, you know, starting with payments. You know, the days of having to rummage around for coins or dollar bills to make a purchase is long gone. You know, many of the machines now are outfitted with electronic payments, and not only just traditional, you know, credit and debit cards, but they all, or the vast majority of them, accept all of the major mobile wallets, from Apple to Android to Samsung. So that's changed. They're all embracing this thing called IoT, the Internet of Things, of connecting their machines wirelessly to a central network to run their business more effectively, to capture sales data, to manage inventory, to manage remotely manage the machine health and uptime. So, you know, that's changed. And now there's now interactive point-of-sale displays where consumers can walk up and they can interact with the display to get information on a product, nutritional and caloric content of that, or any promotions or offers being run. So, again, it's really this convergence of traditional retailing or traditional vending with these new types of technologies that are built around making the consumer experience a whole lot better. So it is changing and will continue to change, and it's being built around the changing consumer.
You know, the thing that I think is interesting is I'm watching this space, and there have always been branded kiosks or vending machines. I mean, certainly Coca-Cola is a good example of that. But now there are branded kiosks that dispense consumer products. So, you know, we've seen Best Buy in the airport, Benefit Cosmetics. And it seems to me that that's an interesting trend as well, where these brands are using the opportunity to have a self-serve environment anywhere there's a lot of foot traffic and potentially consumers with an interest in buying what they have to sell.
No, Karen, you're exactly right. And companies like Coke and Pepsi have recognized this for years, because they want to make sure that their products are at your fingertips in places like where you're at work, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours a day, in transit or in travel. For those few times, we actually get out and have some fun at entertainment venues. So these traditional products sold in traditional, you know, retail stores are looking for a new distribution mode to put their products at the fingers, consumer tips, where they work, where they play, where they transit. So I think companies that you mentioned about Best Buy and others have recognized it, and they're putting out these self-serve kiosks in an economical fashion that are accessible to the consumer 24/7 and at their fingertips, and have done very well with it.
You mentioned entertainment. You know, one of the areas that we forget about are the arcades, where, you know, again, there's an opportunity to use this technology and, you know, the cashless payment innovation to really transform that as well. What's going on there?
Well, I mean, just like, you know, the vending industry and the kiosk and other self-serve retail businesses, the amusement industry has those same consumers you know, in the arcade playing games and jukebox and things and that. And they're also seeing the same benefits from cashless payments. They're seeing that when you include or add cashless payments on top of cash and coin, they see their sales going up 20, 25, 30%.
Wow.
They see the average spend by a consumer going up 30 to 35%. So they're seeing the same trends that other self-serve retailing like vending and kiosks are seeing, but it's about the consumer. Whether the consumer is making a beverage purchase or a food purchase or going to their family arcade, their preference is to pay with electronic payments.
Yep.
And the merchant, in this case, Karen, you know, the amusement or what they typically refer as the FEC, the Family Entertainment Center, is benefiting because the consumer is spending more money because that's what they want to do. It's about consumer convenience.
Absolutely. I'm a big skee ball fan, so I'm really all about cashless skee ball at arcades. That's a great way to feed my habit. Question on, you know, the economic environment. Does that have a play at all one way or the other in the interest level on the part of vending operators to do more with technology and improving the experience for consumers?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, Karen. We're seeing a pretty significant divide by those vending companies or amusement companies that are embracing technology and those that are not. Having cashless payments and having telemetry are now becoming mainstream. They're part of what needs to be offered in the vending and amusement world. So for those companies that have embraced it, not only are they gaining new business and leaving those that have not embraced it behind, they're seeing the ability to increase, you know, same-store sales by, you know, 20, 25, 30%. They're running their business more effectively with this wireless telemetry. Reports are that in the vending industry that some vending companies have reduced 25% of their fleet.
Wow.
In terms of, you know, yeah, so it's a pretty significant operational savings. So they really get the benefit, what we see on both sides of the P&L. They get the revenue top line increase of 20-25% from cashless, but they're reducing 25% of their fleet in their operating expenses. So not only are they providing a better solution that's much more consumer-focused and improve the consumer experience, they're benefiting from it pretty significantly. So we see this real divide from those who have embraced technology and those who have not. And again, those are the companies that you see will probably be out of business in short order.
Yeah. So those who are not, what do they have to do? Is it simple for them to, you know, become innovative, to introduce cashless payments and all the innovations that you just talked about with respect to inventory management, telemetry, and engaging the consumer? Is there a lot of work to be done?
The cashless payments is actually pretty simple. Again, I'll speak on behalf of USA Technologies. Our solution is pretty turnkey, where we provide them a wireless POS terminal that they can retrofit to any type of vending or self-serve machine that literally installs in, you know, 15, 20 minutes. We pre-activated a wireless account, so they don't have to do that themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So literally when they install the ePort POS terminal, it's connecting over one of the wireless networks back to our network, where we'll process and sell those transactions and ATH the money right into their bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is pretty simple for them to embrace and implement cashless payments.
Mm-hmm.
And then the consumer will do the rest.
Mm-hmm.
The consumer recognizes what when there's card acceptance or electronic payments acceptance, and we see now sales, you know, upwards of 40% in machines that are now cashless. So it's growing pretty dramatically.
Interesting.
So,
no, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, the other part of that is on the telemetry side. Again, that takes a little more internal process change.
Right.
But again, for those who have embraced it, they've seen pretty significant savings.
So speaking of process change, let's talk about mind shift change. So, you know, we talk about vending, and a lot of these vending operators have probably been in the business since the days of, you know, the stainless steel knobs and the you have to shake the machine to get your stuff. And we're now, you know, in this era of, you know, very slick looking machines, cashless payments, sophisticated technology, and this notion of, you know, vending as unattended retail, how hard is it for the vending operators to make that shift?
Say that again, Carol. Make sure I understand the question.
Yeah, so the question is, you know, these vending operators who have grown up with kind of one way of thinking about the space, maybe even one set of products that they've been used to managing in their vending machines. And now it's very different. I mean, vending machines are self-service kiosks. They're doing lots of different things and dispensing lots of different products. Is that a hard process and mind shift to make for these operators who are used to doing things one way and may not necessarily be used to doing things a new way?
Yeah, now I get it. At first, I think it was a little challenging. The thought, when we go back, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, the thought of having card acceptance on a vending machine was a little bit crazy to many of the vending companies. But now that they've seen how the consumer reacts to it, mm-hmm. they change very quickly. Mm-hmm. And the same with products. You know, the products that are sold in vending machines and kiosks are far different than many years ago. Mm-hmm. So because the changing consumer behavior. So yeah, once they try it, again, there's always some reluctance to change. We all know that.
Yep.
But once they do and they see how the consumer reacts to it, it is changing dramatically. The products that are being dispensed in vending machines and kiosks are dramatically different because the consumer likes convenience. And there's certain products that they want at their fingertips and they want the ability to pay electronically. So you put all that together and once these vending companies and kiosk companies get by that initial change, they embrace it because they see that's the future. And if they don't embrace it, then, you know, the downside is pretty significant.
Yeah, I remember talking to someone at USA Technologies about the money rooms in some of these vending operators where, of course, you know, all the quarters and nickels and dimes get deposited and counted. That hopefully will be a thing of the past pretty soon.
I'm hoping that too, and it is that's an operational challenge. All that money handling and all the challenges that go with that all goes away. So, you know, there is other operational benefits from moving away from cash and coin and moving to a world of electronic payments, where we process and sell the transactions and they show up in their bank account. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. Not to mention having to lug those heavy sacks of coins around. That's a workout. But seriously, the as we think about where things are headed in just the overall area of unattended retail, give us your sense of where things are going next 5 years or so. What are the big changes we're likely to see?
Again, there's certain trends that are taking place and they'll continue to ramp up. We talked about self-service retail that will continue to grow. Mobile purchases, we've already seen them starting to pick up and we continue those to grow pretty exponentially. Mobile marketing, you know, that's really kind of the next big thing in mobile marketing, consumer engagement. And how do we customize our marketing, our promotions and offers to each of the consumers? How do we engage with them at the point of sale to make their experience better? These are all the things that are now starting to layer on top of electronic payments and telemetry that we see will just take this whole self-serve retailing to the next level. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about self-serve retailing, you know, there's a couple trends also going on, Karen, that I think are pretty interesting. One, as we talked about, is how do traditional retailers get their products out of their stores and into self-serve locations like a Best Buy, like others, like Coke and Pepsi and Starbucks have been doing for years. But the other thing I think is very interesting is what I typically refer to as a store within a store. Mm-hmm. Even within big box retailers, more self-serve kiosks. We have one client, it's a company called Minicure. They're actually a kiosk that does self-serve key replication where I can walk into, I think one of the big clients is Lowe's, I can walk up to this kiosk, I can put my key in, they can replicate it, I swipe my card, I'm all done. So I think you're going to see more and more of this, of the store within the store. I mean, we all familiar with Redbox.
Yeah.
You see all the Redbox in front of Walmarts and other big mass merchandisers where I don't really have to engage with the traditional checkout line. So you're going to see this convergence of unattended retailing, both in retail stores, out of retail stores. But it is about how to make that consumer experience better, from payments to mobile marketing to engagement, because the consumers like to do things in a self-serve, which is that underlying trend.
Mm-hmm.
It's how do we make it very relevant and customized around their experience.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And what I think is fascinating is to watch this virtuous circle of what you're doing to make innovation possible in the space, which stimulates a lot of innovative thinking on the part of retail, restaurant, hospitality, and other segments to think about what's possible. And those two things converging, I think, certainly portend a very exciting future for the space, for sure.
What we do is we always keep an eye on the consumer, because the consumer will drive it.
Yep.
So what we have to do is look at the consumer in terms of payments and their consumer experience, but then we have to make it easy to implement with our clients, the vending operators, the kiosk operators, believe it or not, the laundry operators and parking, things of that nature. So we have to make it easy for them to implement, easy for them to deploy, and make it a part of their daily business processes. So that's what I think we've been very good at. Keep an eye on the consumer, but implement this in an easy and scalable and secure way for our clients.
Well, it's a great story, fascinating space, and just another example of how retail is being reinvented thanks to the ability to use cashless payments, whether they are card-based or mobile-based, and all the opportunity and innovation that's unleashed as a result. Well, Mike, very, very nice chatting with you again today. Always fun to talk about unattended retail and the evolution of vending, which is very exciting. Thank you.
Karen, my pleasure. Always good to help out.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great rest of the day.